Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us today is an inspiring man who made huge changes in his health, Doc Joe Leonardi. Doc Joe is a family chiropractor and FitThenFatNow.com does bodily remodeling seminars. Doc Joe, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks, Lisa. And it's Fat Then Fit Now.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
That then fit now. Okay. Now, Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your sort of challenges with weight over the years and then how things started to turn around?
Sure. Well, I'm a chiropractor, as you stated. I got into chiropractic 10 or 11 years ago. I've battled my weight off and on my entire life, but I've also been into fitness off and on my entire life. Back in 2008, well, previous to that, I had run for Congress. I didn't win. I had an illness that pretty much destroyed my practice and my livelihood, and I did what a lot of people do. I turned to food for comfort, and that's why they call it comfort food. And you know, I always tell the story. I didn't think I ate that much. I mean, I had two servings of ice cream every night, just Ben and Jerry's with those single-serving containers, followed by a bunch of other food. And I decided to get up on the scale, and it read 340 pounds. And as I looked down at it, I was baffled. I actually found a 40-pound dumbbell to see if it was calibrated correctly, and it sure was. It was spot on 340.
Oh my.
And so I got to my office, and I had my office manager take a snapshot of the front, from the front and the dreaded side view. And when I looked at the pictures, I actually closed the door to my office, and I did something most men don't like to admit to, but I broke down.
Yeah.
I could not believe I had allowed myself to get to that point. So besides being a chiropractor, I teach anatomy and physiology. I was a personal trainer back in the 80s before there was a personal training industry. And I just took all of my knowledge, I put it down, I wrote out an eating plan, I wrote out an exercise plan. I came up with these little, you know, tips to keep me focused. And I tell people all the time, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I just took it all and put it into one place, followed it. 1 year later, I hopped up on the scale, read about 200 pounds. My old
Wow, in a year, that's incredible.
Yeah, my old 54 pants were small, and my proportions were great. I mean, I have a 44 jacket size and a 36 pant size.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what were some of the first steps that you took? Because it's hard to make changes. You know, when I always tell people you have to take small steps, make, you know, realistic goals. What were some of the first things that you did?
First thing I did was I got rid of all the junk food that was in my my refrigerator and my cabinets. I went back over to the gym I had belonged to off and on, and I signed up, and I started slow. I think I made you aware, I wrote a book that I'm going to self-publish to Amazon Kindle and eventually look for a publisher. And in that book, I put my workout in the book, and it was a very slow one. I started out with just two sets of 10. Moderately lightweight. I did not go back to, you know, what I had been lifting the last time I had been in a gym. I mean, I have been a power lifter and a strongman competitor at different points in my life. So just really what I would consider extremely lightweight. And one day at a time, every day I got up, I got on the scale every single morning, not so much looking for progress from day to day, but to keep me honest from day to day.
Yeah.
And as it started to just literally as the weight snowballed up, it snowballed off. And it just kept coming, and every day or every week or every month, the progress came about. I felt better. I was going to wait till I was under 300 pounds to jog because being, you know, in the healthcare field, I knew 300 pounds over my knees and my ankles wasn't a good idea. But around 325 pounds, I just felt the urge. And I never forget the first day I jogged. I'm on the track, and an individual passes me walking as I start jogging. And I only jogged one lap. And that same person passed me again before I finished. And instead of taking it as a downer and an embarrassing event, I went every day around the same time and kept jogging until the point where, you know, I was not just not getting lapped, but I was actually starting to pass that individual who was a very fast walker, you know, in my own defense. I took the challenge, and every day just became more of a challenge. And in my book and in my speaking, and when I talk to clients one-on-one, I really stress that weight loss is a side effect of fitness. And the idea being that it's just not going on a diet. It is incorporating everything into a lifestyle change because it's easy to fall off of a diet. Anyone who's been heavy has dieted before. You know, many people have started a diet on a Monday and have been off it by Friday. Heck, I've been off it by Monday night. And so it became an entire lifestyle change, really focusing on fitness. Even recently, I bulked up for a strongman contest I was supposed to do in July, and I ended up getting injured. And I thought to myself, you know, here I force-fed myself to carry that extra bulk because it's a little hard to drag heavy things when you're only 200 pounds. And now it's coming off just as quick as before. But I always tell even some of the people I consult who are trying to gain muscular weight, I always say, don't necessarily set a goal for how much to put on in a certain period of time. Get the time frame out of your thinking, because that time frame will derail all of your goals, all of your ambitions. All of the effort you're putting into something can get derailed if you put a time frame on it. Just have a long-term goal. I had a long-term goal. I wanted to get down to 200 pounds. I wanted to, you know, be fairly fit, but I didn't really have too many incremental goals. My goal was getting down another pant size. I had pant size in succession from 54 all the way down to what I eventually ended up fitting into, and I would try those on. But I tell people, don't get locked in a time frame, because that time frame, if you miss it, you start beating yourself up too much. And it's even worse for people who are trying to gain weight, because, again, I consult with people who are trying to put on muscle. You tend to start overeating too much, and you end up putting more fat on than you do muscle.
I see. Now, speaking of eating, what kind of dietary changes? You mentioned that you got rid of the junk food. Did you start incorporating whole grains and whole foods into your diet?
I eat pretty much a natural low-carbohydrate diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big believer in processed anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Excuse me. It's like Jack LaLanne said, if man made it, don't buy it.
Yes. Love Jack LaLanne.
Oh, I love Jack. 90 years old, and he's incredibly fit.
Unbelievable.
And my whole plan around is, so I don't see too many bread trees, too many cereal bushes out in public. So I tend to stay away from a lot of anything that's processed into starchy carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of vegetables. I keep my fruits in the low glycemic range, apples, any kind of berry, some of the melons. I like lean proteins. I'm very big on now. I've got into the grass-fed beef kick.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
So, and my cholesterol has improved from the time that I started all of this, which it was only 225, which is not overly bad.
No.
However,
you got to take your HDL into account, too, because
right.
People who exercise a lot, they're going to have a higher HDL.
Well, here's the killer. My HDLs were only 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now my HDLs read up over 70.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, you want 35 or over.
Right. So
that's great.
That was the big change, and my total cholesterol really didn't go down very much because my LDLs dropped, but my HDLs shot up, and my triglycerides, thank goodness, because they're really what you have to watch in your blood reading, were always fairly low anyway.
Oh, good.
And so the overall improvement, and I had going into this trying to get back in shape, when I first started, I had a thorough physical examination. I have a cardiologist. I have a radiologist, just what I do for a living. And I had a cardiac CT scan. I had an EKG, a stress test. And I recommend it highly. When you're morbidly obese, and, you know, there's no mincing words here. I was beyond morbidly obese. You really have to be cautious when you do that. So I did get an appointment with everybody I could. I had everything possible done, because I had been having chest pains off and on and not really thinking it was my heart, but you have to play it safe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it wasn't my heart. I mean, my cardiologist looked at me. Matter of fact, it turns out I have a congenital abnormality. What's the right term for it? A normal variant in my heart that was actually a cause of all the problems, because we ended up eventually doing a catheterization, and I have a myocardial bridge where my artery runs through my heart muscle instead of on top of it. But when my cardiologist did the test, he looked at me and says, I am never telling anyone not to do a low-carb diet. You are incredibly – where you were to where you are now, not just on the outside, you're just as healthy on the inside as you look on the outside.
Oh, that's – wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and it just changes everything.
It really does. And, you know, I'm just curious, if you can – just for people who aren't familiar with, you know, the many benefits of chiropractic, I mean, I think people think, oh, my back hurts, but there's so many others. If you can tell us a few.
Well, as a chiropractor, I've been very blessed. I like athletics. I've been the team chiropractor we had an arena football team here, the Pioneers, which at the time they were here, I don't know if anyone is familiar with arena football, but they play it indoors between walls.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of injuries to the shoulders, a lot of injuries to the knees being on artificial turf and running in, you know, football is not meant to run into a wall. So I treated a lot of shoulder injuries, a lot of knee injuries. My office has a small rehabilitation room where I do rehabilitative exercise, which I got into mostly because it is best for the patient, but I spent a lot of money on having all these exercise sheets printed out. I give them to patients, and they never do them. So I put it in my office, and I make sure I put them on a course of about, well, it ranges from anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks, and when I know they're better, I make sure they're doing it on their own. So as a chiropractor, we are really a total wellness type of profession, and to allow myself to have gotten so unhealthy was really a slap in the face to my profession. We are the mm-hmm. largest natural healing art in the world, and we have basic tenets besides just manipulation of the spine, besides rehabilitation. We also take into play diet, exercise, and all these other components that make for a healthy individual. You know, the thing is, I'd rather not see patients. I know that sounds kind of funny. For my bank account, I'd like mm-hmm. to, but for me, if I can get someone out of my office and never need to come back and see me, I think I've done my job. And fortunately, there's enough people that continually re-injure themselves. But yes. If I can get them to live a healthy lifestyle, adopt the exercise programs that I give to them, they rarely have to come back for at least the injury I originally saw them for.
Oh, that's great. And do you work with kids as well? I know around asthma and ADD and some other neurological issues that can be helpful and ear infections.
Yeah, my practice is really, really focused on pain and injury. I do a lot of rehabilitation.
Oh, okay.
So I do see children as well. I do see some patients. I used to treat an individual who did suffer from irritable bowel and things of that nature. But that really, my practice is mostly, I think because of my athletic background, really
mm-hmm.
drifted toward being more in the pain and the injury side of practice. Now, the weight loss consulting that I do is not part of my practice.
Oh, okay. That's a separate.
That's a separate entity. It's mostly mm-hmm. motivational. Mostly because I don't want to mix in the world of insurance and chiropractic and cash. And I thought, you know what? If they want to come to see me as a chiropractor, that's fine. But I actually refer them to a medical doctor to get their medical doctor to get an examination before I put them on my plan. So I really try to keep those two things separate as much as I can. Sometimes they bleed into one another, but I genuinely try to keep them. There are separate entities, and I see them at different times.
So is the FatThenFitNow.com body remodeling seminars, is that something you do obviously through the weight
right.
portion of? Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us about those.
The website FatThenFitNow is up for mm-hmm. a redesign, hopefully by October 1st.
Oh, great.
Because I'm going to take it all online. I've discovered that a lot of people I do deal with people who only need to lose 20 or 25 pounds, and I say only 20 to 25 because I'm talking at someone who lost 140.
Mm.
And I found that trying to get the morbidly obese people to group seminars is almost impossible because they don't want to be seen there. And I know the mindset. I was there. It's embarrassing to admit in front of – it's bad enough to admit to yourself that you're overweight and obese, but to admit it in front of other people – so I really am making a push to have live webinars, instructional video, podcasting, and my blog, of course, will all go on there. So I do a lot of writing. I write for our local paper on weight loss and fitness. So I do mostly one-on-one, but I'm eventually – well, I won't phase it out ever. If anyone ever wants to come see me one-on-one, I'll always make the time for them. But I'm really trying to take it into the total web-based, and that's where the book is coming in, which, again, I'm hoping to have uploaded to at least Amazon's Kindle and other e-reader formats within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to reading that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing – I admire you so much for what you've done and the changes and then taking that and helping other people. It's really fabulous. So, Doc Joe, I just want to thank you so much for coming on It's Your Health. If you can tell people about your blog and your website and how they can check those out.
Sure. For my chiropractic website is docleonardi.com. My FatThenFitNow.com is the main website now for body remodeling seminars, but again, that's going to be redesigned hopefully October 1st. And my blog, where you can really get a lot of information and a lot of hopefully motivational writings, and where I comment on things like the food pyramid and the silliness of a lot of other things,
yeah.
is fatthenfitnow.wordpress.com.
Oh, okay. fatandfitnow.wordpress.com. Great. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Doc Show, thank you so much again, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.